It's not about who you are as who you think you are. It's about who you really are. How much do you know of that? You know? And then what happens is we have tremendous acceptance for all religion. We go to the temple, we feel God, because they feel God. We go to a Buddha's temple, we feel righteousness and compassion. We go to a Hinduism religion when we feel like we're sitting among goddess and gods. Nothing shocks us anymore, you know?
Because this one here.
Yeah, that's Sheila did this one. So we have acceptance, and acceptance means unity. Unity means oneness. Oneness means truth.
I have another question. Mm-hmm. On the another Tuesday class, when Mahmood asked you the question, when you were almost completely in silence, but you were still talking to us, when he said, when he sees the witness, you know, as this manifestation or something, and you said that the witness is playing peekaboo and it's inviting us, that what we perceive is just a tiny, tiny, tiny inkling of what the witness is actually trying to convey. But that's its invitation to
us.
Can you talk about that a little bit?
Yes, it is. It is an invitation. When you have the glimpses of this year, it would be such a new freedom that it would be like many, many years you waited it for your lover to come and he just put his finger inside of the door. It just gets your curiosity and your attention. And then little by little, the seer is not the whole thing, you know, but the seer is something to catch and then get yourself into the freedom. The seer still is in the this, but once you get the whole of it, you free yourself. So the seer is impossible to see except for the glimpses in the beginning. And then he becomes more and more. And then we don't stay there because that has to dissolve itself.
So what is the next step?
Yeah, how you can keep it come more and more up then? Sometimes I get frustrated, I get it and I lose it.
You have to lose it. If you get it and keep it, the mind immediately will mimic it. It's playing hide and seek with the illusion. Mm-hmm. If you keep it for so long, next time you go in, it might be the mind that is acting as a seer. Mm-hmm. Let it play peekaboo with you.
Can I say something? It's funny that you said that, because about a month ago or 3 weeks ago, I exactly used this word and I was very frustrated because I felt this peekaboo that I was experiencing very, very low times in myself, and all of a sudden it comes and says peekaboo, and then oh, and it wasn't a mood making or anything, it was really a true experience. And then it goes, and then you're down, back again. Mm-hmm. And then after a while, I said, what the hell? What is this game you're playing with me? Okay, peekaboo. But, and I'm glad it's at least a peekaboo. Before, I didn't even know this game exists. No, at least I know there's a peekaboo. But I can't settle for that.
Concentrate more. Concentrate your more. Your love and dedication to that will make it longer and longer.
And more and more.
More and more.
Does it sense of inquiry help in that?
Sense
of inquiry help?
Yes. Oh, absolutely self-inquiry helps. is impossible without self-inquiry. Juna.
In regard of self-realization, when or who I am, I think I am not this, I'm not that. I have to say, I'll clean my closet, but I don't find out what I am, but I just know.
Hallelujah.
I say, oh no, I'm not that, I'm not this, I'm not that, and I go further.
Good. And your question is, you don't know who you are? You will never know. Mm-hmm. Who you really are, knowing belongs to the mind. Who you are has nothing to do with the mind or the Maya. Mm-hmm. So, absolutely, I remember for many years I was saying this path is not about realizing yourself, but unrealizing what you are not, unlearning what you are not. So when you say, I am nitty, 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 I'm not this, I'm not this, I'm not this, I'm not this, with the self-inquiry, what happens is who you are, only your fragrance can reach other people. But tuberose doesn't know what it smells like. What is the benefit for this life? Freedom. Freedom of narrow-mindedness, illusionary joy, pity matters, trashy thoughts, all of that's gone. You look at people for years and years, they are the same. Broken record. We're talking about that.
I laugh at people when they say,
yeah.
I really enjoyed that movie. I say, is that enjoyment? I enjoy my dinner. This is, I travel there. I say, that's
yeah.
Not enjoyment.
No, because when they enjoy a dinner, only the dinner. You can enjoy the dinner because you're enjoying the self. When you enjoy the dinner, one day you will go to somebody's house and you hate their dinner. You will hate it. So what I'm saying is that that type of enjoyment has an opposite. Don used to come to our class and I asked so he doesn't, and he realized he doesn't want to come either. But he thought the happiness is liberation. Union with the self is happiness, yes, it is. But to say being happy, you're liberated, what if the time you're not happy? You're unliberated? Liberation doesn't change with the happiness or unhappiness. So yes, I agree with you. There are people that you look at your friend that have not followed your path of, breaking chains. They are exact the same place. They are saying exact the same thing, if not worse. They're sicker than they were before.
I'm saying the definition of the word changed to us. I mean,
yes.
Enjoyment is different.
Yeah, enjoyment is different.
To me, I mean.
Yeah, enjoyment is different.
What is the peace? What is,
You have said many times in Most Precious
Yes.
Word the characteristics of a self-realized being. Did you do it one more time here?
Yeah.
What was the question?
So the characteristic of self-realized being. It walks without a trace. Another one, it doesn't leave an impression behind that would last too long. In other words, its footprints does not make an expression on the earth. And yet, every movement of that person is a blessing. Every movement. The sound of the breath. Why? Because every inch of their body has been transformed from illusion to reality.
Tabaruk.
That's all I can say. And that's because I got, huh?
Tabaruk Shiva.
Tabaruk Shiva.
Satyam, it's the poem that from the Rumi poem.
Really? Read it.
Isn't that? I think it's very close to that. I mean, you said it better, but.
Well, we'll read it later. It was here. I don't know.
It's a I have another
question. Is that when mergers happen?
don't have an
I didn't hear you. Emergency?
No. Is that when emergence happens?
Oh.
I can't answer that. I don't know. I don't know.
I have a question about the mind. And I have, know all the techniques and different things and all the practices on stopping the mind.
Mm-hmm.
Something that's very bizarre for me about the mind is that it will try to make a decision to not obsess with thoughts anymore and things. And I know that you talk about how that has to just get disabled gradually with time because it's all coming from the mind. So the mind, it feeds you the thoughts. It creates the reaction, and then it chooses to not do so.
Remember, in the time of Buddha, when Buddha was sitting underneath the tree, his thought came as a student, as obedience, and he had to demolish it. So yes, the mind for survival will come in the form of cooperation. But even its cooperation is hindrance. Remember that. The mind's cooperation is hindrance. So what do? Any conversation with the mind is a conversation with the mind.
Mm-hmm.
You just look. You just look. You either look into your heart, which brings the mind at the feet of the guru there, or you look straight into mind, which would be resist no evil, and just sit.
But what Ida said, that the third thing she said, isn't that very, very close? Like
it's a refined mind, yes.
But still trouble.
It is for you, yes. For other people is heaven.
It feeds on its own.
No, but I want to.
First, you need the mind's cooperation. Then you need to kick his ass. All together.
He gets kicked out anyway.
Yeah. It's the flashing the light. Is it supposed to?
It means I have almost 3 minutes left.
Are you going around the room, Rick?
I have been.
Good.
So basically the whole thing is to not get rid of or elimination of the individual mind.
Yes. 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 Hmm.
Is I can't say the absolute, but as far as you know, is that a confirmed, not confirmed, is that a stable thing, or does that expand all the time as well?
That doesn't expand, your consciousness expands. Do you understand? You have a deeper understanding. Wait. When your inner eye is open, Niloufar, which is in the process, you see without seeing, and then this question will be demolishing that. Do you know what I'm saying? That's it. So the peekaboo is a taste, but the more you look in, the more you see expansion, but there is no expansion, you're expanding. That which was like this is opening up to receive it.